there, and welcome into the Friday Facebook mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield. Welcome back from Hawaii, my friend.
Thank you, Drew. Welcome back from Mobile.
You're welcome. Thank you. Appreciate that. I don't know why I said you're welcome first. But anyways, Marcus Y-Dub Devon has this. It's pretty clear where this team needs help depth at. My question is, do you see the Texans sticking with the best player available philosophy in round one, or do they get a wide receiver or MLB middle linebacker regardless? Looking for really inside linebackers more than middle linebackers, but no, they're going with the best player available. If it happens to be a linebacker or a wide receiver, then they'll take him. But the best player available will probably rule this day, as you saw 2 years ago. Texans didn't necessarily need a defensive end, but J.J. Watt was there, the best player available. They took him. We can all agree that was a great move. So, best player available.
Yeah, when J.J. Watt was drafted, it was kind of a head-scratching move to a lot of people, including a lot of fans, many of whom booed J.J. Watt being selected. He still has that tape, in case you're wondering. And he watches that from time to time when he needs motivation of people at the draft party booing the selection, saying they should have gotten Nick Fairley because they viewed nose tackle as a need. Well, fast forward 2 years later, J.J. Watt's about to be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. So Rick Smith has said time and again, that's his philosophy, draft the best player available. You know, they segment it and they have their list of what positions they need help at and what positions are priorities and targets. And Rick Smith always says, if you can get a player of need and the best player available in the same one, then you can really hit a home run in the draft. And hopefully they can get that done. But if not, especially picking late, the number 27 overall pick, if they hold on to that pick, don't trade up or down. That's the time where you often see teams get a guy who, for whatever reason, has fallen down the draft, a very, very talented guy. You know, we see the Ravens and Steelers do this year after year where they get guys who end up being all pros for years to come. So that's the kind of guy the Texans hopefully can get, whether or not he's at a specific position. It's just going to probably be the best player available.
All right. Bakari Walker has this. Will the Texans try to sign big-time free agents to help Andre Johnson this year? Bakari, probably not. I would imagine you're going to see a free agent wide receiver come in at some point between now and the start of the season. But I think if they're going to go to add a receiver, it's probably going to come through the draft.
It's going to be very interesting to see how this one goes, because last year they added through the draft. They got Devere Posey in the third round, they got Keyshawn Martin in the fourth round, and two guys who both showed flashes. Martin ended up being more of a returner and special teams contributor as the year went on. Early in the year, in preseason, he was really looking like a guy who might be that number three receiver. Posey, you know, very well could challenge for the number two job next year if he's healthy, and that's a big if, coming off that torn Achilles in the Texans' season-ending playoff loss at New England. But we'll see. I actually talked to him this week for his last rookie diary, which he'd been doing throughout the season, kind of chronicling his year for HoustonTexans.com. He was very confident that he's going to be back. He's not going to have to miss games. He's looking at it as a blessing in disguise, and he even told me to impart to fans, don't worry about me. I'm going to be back better than ever. So we'll see what happens there with Lasar Jean, with Kevin Walter. But I think, you know, free agency or acquiring a veteran some other way, maybe through a trade perhaps, could very well be an option for this team, just because if they want to add more speed, a guy who can make an impact right away, it's difficult for rookie wide receivers to really contribute right off the bat. Very rare they can do so. So maybe if the Texans want a guy who can help them immediately, help them stretch the field a little bit more, maybe it might be a guy they have to find a veteran through free agency or one way or another.
All right, got a head scratcher here, Nick. It comes from Jacob Quelper. Are the Texans really thinking about shopping Brooks Reed? And if so, what would they look for in return? Well, first of all, haven't seen that. Hadn't heard that idea that they were looking to trade him. But there was a report on the radio earlier in the week that the Texans were thinking about moving Brooks Reed to inside linebacker. Whether or not that happens or is true remains to be seen, but no. Brooks Reed, not on the trading block.
I would think absolutely not. He just finished his second year. He's under contract for 4 years. That's the way the Texans do pretty much all their second-round picks. And he's a guy who on the very last day, or the day after the season ended for the Texans, Gary Kubiak, the Texans head coach, at his season-ending press conference said Brooks Reed and Connor Barwin is going to be a free agent. He said both young players he thinks this team can count on for a long, long time. And Brooks Reed, a guy who, even though he missed, what was it, 4 or 5 games this year with that groin injury, came back, made a big impact in the playoffs. He's a guy, they love what he can do against the run. They love the way he finds his way to the ball. He finds a way to make plays. So No, I definitely don't think he's going anywhere. If anything, they've got to decide what they're going to do with Connor Barwin, whether they re-sign him. You're not going to potentially lose Connor Barwin and Brooks Reed in the same offseason. I just don't see any way that gets done.
All right, our final question comes from Steve Dobney. Are there plans to provide defensive line help to take some of the double teams off J.J. Watt? Well, I think you're going to see the Texans in the draft address some things on the front seven and try to pick up some more playmakers in the defensive or on the defensive front. But I also think just the addition of Brian Cushing coming back from injury at inside linebacker is really going to help things out on the edge. It's going to help guys like J.J. Watt get after the quarterback more because, as we all know, the 2011 team MVP Brian Cushing is an absolute holy terror, to put it in Wade Phillips' terms. And when you have a holy terror on the field, the offense has a lot to worry about.
He called him a holy terror, a holy phenom. I can't remember all the other things that he called him last year, but it's a pretty accurate description. Yeah. If you look at the way he played in, you know, J.J. Watt, the 2012 MVP, certainly going to benefit from having Brian Cushing back, and not just J.J. Watt. I mean, it's scary to think if you have a fully healthy Cushing with J.J. Watt playing the way he did this year, the havoc the Texans can wreak up the middle on opposing offenses. But getting Cushing back, that's going to free up Connor Barwin if he re-signs with the Texans. Brooks Reed, Whitney Merciless on the edge. I mean, don't think for a second that those guys did not suffer from not having Brian Cushing on the field, because his presence on the middle, he only gets 4 or 5 sacks a year usually, but offenses have to account for him because of his presence as a pass rusher. So that's going to be huge. What happens with Sean Cody? He's a free agent, the nose tackle. He started for several years, rotated with Earl Mitchell. That's going to play a role in it. And they're also got some free agent inside linebackers coming up, like Tim Dobbins, like Brady James. So maybe they address those positions in the draft. But like you said, Drew, and like I just said about 10 times, getting Brian Cushing back going to be the biggest addition possible for this defense.
Hey, you're a big addition too, because we didn't do this last week. You were in Hawaii. I was in Mobile. It's good to have you back. And we're going to see you again next Friday on the Friday Facebook Mailbag. Have a great weekend.